listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Counts. An hour of Northern Soul, Rare Groove, Modbeat and forgotten gems from the 60s and early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. And now your host, Mod Marty.
Happy New Year. Welcome back. It's 2018 and I'm back from the left coast where I was visiting my family in British Columbia. Didn't get to see any of my friends, but did get to spend time with mom and dad and my brother Simon, a little bit of time with my brother Dominic and my nieces Rowan and Jairus. And if you guys are listening, I had a wonderful time. Can't wait to see you all again soon. I picked up some of those little records with the big hole that I play every week here on the show, and it got a real variety of stuff, some pretty exciting screaming tracks this week. Let's start things off with Don Gardner and Dee Dee Ford.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
I need your love in my every day.
Girl, every day.
I need your love in my every day.
Girl, every hour.
I need your love in my every day.
Love, 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 love Until I get up.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
One day I'll wake up and say, just to have you, I'll be your slave. As a certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time. Until I get up.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
I try time and time again. We end up as nothing but friends. As a certain chick I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
As a certain girl I've been after a long, long time. Until I get up.
What's her name?
Can't tell you. One day I'll wake up and say, just to have you, I'll be your slave. There's a certain girl I've been in love with a long, long time.
What's her name?
Can't tell you.
No.
Started everything off there with Don Gardner and Dee Dee Ford. I Need Your Lovin'. I've got it on the Canadian Barry label. Don't know much about Dee Dee Ford, although Don Gardner did do quite a bit of collaborating with her. I followed that up with Hattie Little's Here You Come on the Tamla label. And she's somebody who had a very promising career, but unfortunately she succumbed to substance abuse, and actually the majority of stuff that she recorded for Motown was not released. So there's a couple of singles available, but also not that easy to find. I finished everything off with Ernie K. Doe, A Certain Girl. That would have been on the Minute label in the US. I have it on the Canadian London label. And it's interesting because that song is credited to being written by Naomi Neville. But after coming across that name a few times, I looked into it, and it turns out that Naomi Neville is in actual fact a pseudonym for Toussaint McCall, who is a great producer and composer of fantastic music from New Orleans. And it's also interesting that that version of that song is not often the first version that a lot of people hear. It was covered pretty often by bands like the Yardbirds, the Mindbenders, many others, but the original mods held that version in very high esteem. And you can hear the background singer, the baritone, no. Behind that is Benny Spellman, who also recorded for the Minute label and is, of course, famous for Fortune Teller. A great voice, and often did a lot of backup stuff for Ernie K. Doe. All right, next set is for the dancers.
Till the broad daylight, oh girl, come on and hold me tight. Oh girl, come on and hold me tight. Uh-huh, come on and kiss me, honey, never let me go. Squeeze me, baby, for I love you so. Hold me, honey, all through the night. And that's the itchy cool till the broad. Girl, hold me tight.
is too much work. The boomerang,
boomerang,
it's all gone. The monkey,
monkey,
they're doing it wrong. The snoop tag is here to stay. A new dance is on the scene.
That's it.
Listen while I tell you how to do it. Yeah, yeah, you see just what I mean.
Yeah.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet.
Yeah.
And go to the snoopy beat.
That's it. Move on down the line. Looking good, baby.
To what I tell you, the people, this ain't a lie. Snoopy is just what's happening, so don't let it pass you by. Up on your toes and your shoulders droop, clap your hands and you're doing the snoop.
Snoop time!
Snoop, everybody!
Snoop time!
Move on down the line!
Snoop time!
Go ahead and work with it, baby!
Snoop time!
Started off doing the Itchy Coo by Hank Blackman and the Killers. That was on the Brent label. And after that, we did the Sloopy. Sloop Time USA is the name of that track. Bobby and the Expressions on the King label. And finally, Swim. Everybody knows how to do the swim. That's the Falcons on Lupine. And next up, one of my favorite tracks by the Equals.
Green light. have been springing up right across the country. Suddenly they're everywhere. But where did they all come from, for Pete's sake? It's almost as though somebody opened a tin of them, and they seem to appear fully fledged, able to play guitar with what even professional musicians consider reasonable skill, able to produce a good sound, and with a sort of extroverted confidence that usually only comes with long experience. Now, some of you may not altogether approve of them. I guess the long hair can be a bit off-putting, but they're there, and by heck, you can't ignore them. And that's why the Easy Beats are starring in this bandstand. They're head and haircut, above all the rest, and currently one of the hottest properties in Australian show business.
Just why? Sorry, 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 sorry that I know last night had a day in December with a girl named Flood, and I just remembered had a date with her.
Started that set off with The Equals from the UK. Lead vocals there is Eddie Grant, and this is one of the very few racially integrated bands of that time. Three black guys, two white guys, doing a great mix of soul, R&B, and a little bit of West Indian influence, because two of the members are from the West Indies, Eddie Grant included. That track's called Green Light, and it's on the President label. After that, Them. That's their first release after Van Morrison left the band. The track's called Walking in the Queen's Garden. I have that on the Rough label. And finally, the Easy Beats from Australia. A track called Sorry on the Parlophone label, which was only released in Australia and New Zealand because it was released the day before they left for the UK, and Friday on My Mind came out and became a number one hit. So it kind of overshadowed this amazing record, which, along with the other two records that I just played, the flip sides are equally as good, and I will play them all three next week. And now let's do some more screaming and wildcatting.
Wildcat. one turn over to the other and say,
what you think?
Wake up, old mate, don't be so damn sound. You know not what you promised when you first laid down. Let your daddy see you got something down there, baby. Where the hell ought to be? Two little girls were playing in the sand. One told the other one, said she wished she was a man. She said, no, no, child, I ain't no man. But keep still, babe, I do the best I can. I said, look down, baby, let your daddy see. You got something down there, baby, where the hell ought to be. What did the rooster say to the duck? He said, you ain't so good looking, but you sure know how to strut. Frog, tell the eel, the more you wiggle, child, the better it feels. Do not, baby, let your daddy see. You got something down there, baby, where in the hell out of me. I had a girl, she was all big and fat, but you know her stoop down wasn't no bigger than that. Come on, baby, don't you be so mean. Look up on the shelf and get the Vaseline. Let your daddy see. You got something down there, baby, where the hell not be. One and one is two, a six and three and nine. You give me some of yours and I'll give you some of mine. Stoop down, baby. Monkey and the baboon was playing in the grass. The monkey stuck his finger in the baboon's ice cream. Stoop down, baby. Let your daddy see. You got something down there, baby, where in the hell out of me. One and one is two, three and three is six. I ain't so good looking, but I got a long time to live. I said, stoop down, baby. Let your daddy see.
Thank you.
too many payments on your house, and you won't have no place to go. Yeah, now you may be too much for me, but baby, I want you. Baby, I want you. Baby, I want you. Baby, I want you.
You are tuned to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with your host, Mod Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/OnTargetPodcast to keep up with the latest episodes of On Target and DJ events featuring Mod Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com or find us on iTunes, leave a comment and a rating.
That was Joe Tex, You Better Believe It Baby, on Dial. And before that is one of the dirtiest songs I have ever heard. It's called Stoop Down Baby by Chick Willis, and it's full of, not quite double entendre, but suggestions of dirty stuff. The monkey and the baboon were playing in the grass. The monkey stuck his finger in the baboon's ice cream. What did you think I was going to say? What is wrong with you? It's full of that stuff. I love it. That's on the Lavelle label. And before that, Valerie and Bobby Capers, Wild Cattin', Real Screamer on Atlantic. Now I'd like to get into some Northern Soul. So clear the floor, drop down some talcum powder, get your leather sole shoes out, and do some spins.
Bad girl,
but I never had any doubts
nice about you, girl.
You, girl.
'Cause I know how bad talk can slip from the tongues of the jealous lips, and I won't be taken in. And I know that you're surprised.
Hey, girl, I love you.
Class, quality, fantastic. Started everything off with Lorraine Ellison, Call Me Anytime You Need Some Lovin', that's on the Mercury label. And then Gene Chandler, Can't Get Enough of Him. Bet You Never Thought is the name of that track, and that's on the Constellation label. And after that, Tony Lamar with a Van McCoy penned gorgeous number called I'd Do Anything, that's on the Buddha label. When I was on Vancouver Island, I went to a tiny little record store, like as big as a closet. Tiny. But the guy there knew so much about the 60s, 70s music scene on the West Coast. Like in Vancouver and Victoria, he had some amazing stuff that was recorded in Victoria. But he turned me on to a couple of records that were from the late 60s, early 70s Vancouver. And I'm quite glad he did, because I think the stuff that I picked up is pretty special. I'm going to start things off with a band from Miami called The Last Word, but after that, The next two tracks are from Vancouver bands, and I'll tell you more about them when we're back.
All right. we're gonna knock your bed. All right.
Wow. So that was Rocket Norton Band with a track called Donkey Chain, for whatever reason. I don't know why it's called that. It's on the Bro Recordings label out of Vancouver, about 1972. They remind me a lot of the Nas or MC5 or Mandala or bands like that. Like, not prog, but really heavy on the bass. A little bit of funk. Fantastic organ solo in that one. Like, bouncing off the keys. A very rare record. I can't find too much information about it, and it's definitely not for sale very often. I did pay a pretty penny for that one, but I think it was worth it. Great track. Before that, The Seeds of Time with a track called Cry in the Blues on the Coast label, also from Vancouver, about 1968. Great track. Started everything off with a breakneck speed, fantastic rocker by a band called The Last Word from Miami. The track's called Running and Hiding, and it's on the ATCO label. Now, I've got some time to play you a couple more tracks, so here we go.
Like the day,
Johnny Johnson and his Bandwagon started that set off. Never Let Her Go is the name of that track. I've got that on the French Bell label. And you might know this band as the Bandwagon. They had a big hit with a track called Breaking Down the Walls of Heartache, which was huge on the northern scene and also made it into some European charts. Johnny Johnson was the lead singer, but as often happens, it became Johnny Johnson and his Bandwagon as the lead singer becomes the focus of the band. After that, I played a track called Running Out. I played Vernon Garrett's version of that a couple of months ago now, which is great, but there's something about the female vocal that I really like about this that's done by Bongi and Judy on the Buddha label. Bongi is Bongi Makeba, daughter of Miriam Makeba, the great voice from South Africa, and Judy White is the Judy in that. The song was penned by Ashford and Simpson, and I really enjoy every version I've heard of that, but that version has to be my favorite. Okay, I'm going to leave you off with something pretty special. I just received this in the mail. There's a voice from the UK, a gentleman by the name of Paul Stewart Davies, who is recording Northern Soul. He's writing and recording his own Northern Soul tracks that hold up. And I heard a track on Curtis Powers' The Face Radio, and I was quite taken right away, so I ordered his newest single called Baby It's Yours, which he records with the Fantastic Four of Rick Tick and Motown fame. Now, I'm going to play the B-side to that to start off with, but I will play the A-side next week. But just to give you an idea of who this guy is, he's been recording in Detroit and is going to appear for his fourth consecutive time at the Northern Soul Survivors Weekender. He's recorded with Toby Legend, Dean Parrish, P.P. Arnold, Eddie Holman, Tommy Hunt, Sidney Barnes, Chris Clark, Pat Lewis, Gino Washington, The Flirtations, I mean, so many more. The original Vandellas. Keep an eye out for Paul Stewart Davies. He's doing great stuff and keeping the faith alive.
This has been On Target. It's what's in the grooves that count with your host, Mod Marty. Join us every Saturday on 101.5 UMFM. Until next time, keep the faith.